Before I answer that, I see you guys talking about Bears, 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 and I get it. Bears that you have lost, Bears that are leaving. I just want to say, as a Jets fan, thank you for Brandon Marshall, and that's all I have to say about that. So, thank you very much.
It's the future!
Down and Distance
on WGNRadio.com.
You look at, has this been, you know, when we talk about hip-hop, has this been, with all these albums dropping, like, for a long period of time, like, a good state for where hip-hop is, where good music, where you're actually getting, not just, because now I look at hip-hop and it's about singles and songs, like, it's not about making albums anymore.
Yeah.
It's about making, like, that one song or that club song that will, like, generate you making money for a period of time, where it's not really about making the classic album anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now we're starting to see albums, where we can look at albums and listen to albums, where you, like, remember back in the day, you would get back and want to get the physical CD, so you would open it up.
Right.
You would take it out and you would read everything.
And
like,
I'm still into that.
You
reading
know the
credits. No
so
doubt.
Are we at a good place right now? Is hip hop in a good place?
Well, in terms of J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, Joey Bad, there's a select few that I could say I will run out there and purchase their albums. I could easily go online and cop it or what, you know, whatever. But I'm, like I said, I'm still into credits and all that, so I'll go out and purchase those particular albums. As far as hip-hop on a whole right now, I can't say I could do that. Because, like you said, everything is, okay, he got a good single. Got a nice little buzz off that. But I'm not going to spend a certain amount of dollars to purchase a whole album online or physically at Best Buy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it. That's not where we are right now. We don't have enough Kendricks doing that, or, you know, The Game might drop a dope album. The Roots might drop a dope album. You know? Mos Def might drop something dope coming up. Common. You know what I'm saying? It's too hit and miss compared to
the consistency,
you know,
that used to exist.
That used to exist. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Down and Distance. Jared Payton alongside my man Sean M. Davis, a.k.a. SD2 Mics on Twitter. I'm at Payton Sun, PaytonSun on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter as well for the podcast, DAD Pod. On Twitter as well. A lot of stuff to get into today. I guess it's only right. We talked about it before, Sean. You just posted onto your Facebook wall and did a nice message. And just sitting here listening to you talk about our good friend Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest, who passed this morning at 45. So young, way too young. And when you think about just the life that he lived and the lives that he impacted while he was here on this earth, Sean, to hear you talk about him, it's pretty moving because of the impact that he had on your life in really the short time that you two knew each other. And to hear your story about how, you know, growing up, people called you Fife when you were at Illinois, and how you didn't like the nickname, but it grew on you. I think maybe once you really realize and you got a chance to really truly meet Fife and understand him, about kind of what that nickname meant. I mean, it kind of, you know, I didn't know what, you know, sweetness meant until I got older, until people, you know, I just thought it was a football term for my dad. Then I started to see the work he did outside of football and why people called him Sweetness. It made more sense. So I just want you to kind of talk a little bit about Fife, our good friend who passed today way too soon.
Man, as I said before, you can go watch the live that I put up. And just spoke about some of the personal things and how relationship grew into not just a friendship, but a brotherhood and a confidant that this guy was for me, man. To how many people can be connected with somebody via nickname or just swag or how people view you and get a chance to meet an icon or a childhood legend in their eyes and have and form a relationship with them? It doesn't happen.
No.
Like that. That doesn't happen, man. So time and season happens for us all. And he was in our lives and in my life personally for a season, for a reason.
Yeah.
And the purpose is there. And the purpose will not die. And the purpose continues. Hashtag first 24. And we'll let that ride. And then people will be able to understand in the upcoming months what I'm talking about. You knew him. I knew him. Besides the MC. Everybody knows the MC. Everybody knows about the metaphors.
Yeah, but do they
the
know?
The dope rhymes, the raspy voice.
They don't always get to know the man,
you know,
though.
Everybody knows the cold lines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And if I ever went solo, my favorite MC would be me. Bust off on your couch. Now you got Siemens furniture. Epic, classic hip-hop lines that would never be forgotten.
Yeah.
This is what he gave us. The legacy that is Tribe Called Quest, as I said before, the hip-hop balladeers to the real-life love and basketball that is myself and my wife, Tiffany Davis. So,
yeah.
You know, the connection that I have to that group, the impact the group Five Dog had on me before I had a chance to meet him, and then for him to impact my life personally after I met him, I can only explain it as God's plan.
Let me tell you, my dad always talked about, he would always talk about that the reason why he was so gracious with people and fans is because one day when my sister and I grew up, he would want us to meet people who we looked up to and idols, and hopefully that they would give us a little bit of time just to get to know us and not just brush us by. And I think that's why my dad gave everybody time. And now I understand that why he said that, because now I get it. Because when I met Fife for the first time, I was like a kid in a candy store. This kid who I listened to on those tough days when my dad took my car away from me in high school because I didn't want to give my mom a kiss at night.
Yeah.
And made me have to figure a way out to get from South Barrington to Elgin every single day, then back to St. Vider to go to practice with no car. So I had to get everybody inconvenience, everybody in my life to drive me. And I'll never forget just listening to Tribe that whole entire time. And he got me through that time of like being upset, being a teenager, trying to figure out where I was going with school, what I was doing. And he was there always and listening to him. And he never knew that he helped me out with the music and his words. And I got to meet him in person. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is him. And then I got to meet the man. The man was exactly what I expected. Fife Dog was the exact same. He gave everybody time. Sean, when he came to Chicago, he would come to Chicago. And anybody that would hit him up on Twitter, come on my radio show.
Yeah.
Come here. And we need you to, can you come here to the store? Could you come here? Whatever. And he went, and he would always give people time. He was always gracious. He always talked. And to consider him a friend to me is priceless, man. It's truly priceless. And the world lost not just a great MC, they lost a great person today. And, you know, Sean and I really are sitting here today thinking about him and really remembering the person and the man. You saw the picture I posted today on Twitter. I mean, it's right outside this studio.
Yeah.
Right outside the studio, the three of us chopping it up, talking about sports and his love for sports, him going back and forth about North Carolina and Duke, and then him loving Ohio State and me being from Miami and just like going back and forth. Those were the fun times. Sending me those jabs on Instagram. Sending me the jabs on Instagram with UNC winning or Ohio State winning. I'm like, oh, I gotta get this dude back. Like, it's those moments. But to see, you know, Sean, how you got to really get a chance to meet him and know him on a whole nother level, it makes it even more special to remember him on this day and forever. I mean, it'll be linked for me. Today's my son's birthday. Today's my son's birthday. I'll never forget this moment.
I know.
My son's 4 years old, and I'll never forget this moment, because right before I got up to put out that motivational tweet this morning, I get a text message from OC, and he hits me up and he's like, did you hear about Fife? And I'm like, no. And I didn't see a text message from you, so I didn't know what was going on. So that's when I went right to Google and I saw, and it hurt my heart. But Sean said it before on his post, if you didn't get a chance to see it, he talked to you just about how today he's going to be remembered.
It's eerie. Today happened very similar. My wife jokingly said today, can I not be the bearer of bad news for you all the time? And I had actually gone to drop my daughter off. You know I do that every morning. Drop her off at school. You know, I'm not near my phone early in the morning. I'll probably have 5 missed calls, a couple of texts missed.
4 of them from me.
Them from you each and every morning. Yeah. And I walk back in the door, and my wife asks me, have you been on social media? I'm like, no. And she gives me this look, and it's silence. And she says, it's Fife. And I said, what about him? So when she says it's Fife, I'm thinking it's something, you know, with his kidney. She said he died. Man, that was the last time I had a feeling like that, was when I walked into church on a Sunday morning and she told me Biggie had died.
Wow.
Like, I had no clue. Like, everybody had been talking about it, and I was just oblivious to it, and everybody had been talking about it on social media for hours. I had no clue. It hit me. And to be honest, when she told me,
yeah,
it was almost like, no, it's a hoax. I felt like I'm about to call him right now. Like, I'm going to call him right now. He's going to pick up. And I looked at my phone. I had about 15 text messages from various people in this industry and people that knew me sending me condolences, making sure I was okay.
Wow.
And that's when it hit me like,
it's serious.
Yo, like, people connect me to him. And then for me, that's when it kind of flipped, because then I went back to the conversations that I had with you, I had with J.R. Bang, and I had with him.
Yeah.
And the last person that I had the major conversation with about certain things was him, Friday night.
Well, maybe that's, to me, that's like, it's knowing your background and being in the church, man, maybe that's how God set it up for you to have that conversation with him on Friday. You know, like, what you needed to do because of everything that you're doing and setting up right now. I mean, this is, I always believe, and you know how I believe, man. It's God's plan. And, you know, we're on this earth for just a limited time. And I said it on my Snapchat today. We're on this earth for a limited time. We have to be able to enjoy every single second that we have, and we have to enjoy the loved ones that we have that are around us. We don't know when people are going to go. We have no clue. So all the being mad at people and being upset with people and hating on this person, we have to get past all that, because when you don't have somebody there and they're gone and you can't talk to them anymore,
man, it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
And I think about it every single day, about things that I wish I could have said to my pops, and I can't anymore. That's why I look at all the stuff that goes on and people upset about this. I can't. Let's let everybody live their life. You know what I mean? We don't have to like it, but let's respect one another for what we love and what everybody loves. And let's keep it moving. Enjoy each other. Enjoy family. Enjoy friends. Because moments like this is where you wish you had a little bit more time. And we don't know how much time we have on this earth, so we just have to really enjoy it and enjoy the loved ones that we have.
And last but not least, let me say, from the outside looking in, on paper, if you looked at us side by side, most people would say there's no way we could form a bond, a brotherhood, and a relationship.
Yeah.
Because of our upbringing, because of our differences in religion, and other differences we had. But there's something bigger than that called the human soul and the heart that's able to connect to everybody. And if we can get past cultural differences,
yeah,
racial differences, religious differences, orientation differences, lifestyle differences, geographical differences, everything that comes to separate us, those are not borders. Those are not things that keep us from being able to relate and love one another.
Mm-hmm.
So let Fife and my relationship be an example to everybody out there that what makes you different is only a distraction, because all of us beat the same type of heart, the same type of blood, and we all have the same soul.
Mm.
That's what bonds us. We're all human beings. Let's act accordingly.
R.I.P. to Fife, man. All day. That's all we're talking about. R.I.P. to Fife, man. As always, here on Down and Distance, we always convert. We'll always be thinking about our man, and R.I.P.